I'm Sherry Duvall Ford. I'm head of external communications for Syngenta Crop Protection.
Let's take a moment. Here at the 2009 Farm Progress Show, there's been a lot of talk about atrazine, and it's been in the news here recently. And let's kind of get an update on the issue to begin.
Okay. Well, as you know, atrazine has been around a long, long time. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of atrazine this season. And with a product that's been around as long as atrazine has, you're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs. And there are going to be people out there who take issue with it from time to time. And we're experiencing one of those times right now. I think the important thing to remember with atrazine is that there's probably not another product on the market today that has been through as much review as atrazine has. In fact, it was recently re-registered by EPA in 2006.
Is that something that we overlooked that it's gone through all of this testing and research and all of that?
I think that we do tend to take atrazine for granted every now and then. But I tell you, EPA has stated that they have nearly 6,000 studies on atrazine on file, and that's just a tremendous amount of study looking at human health and the environment. And they wouldn't put their stamp of approval on atrazine if they weren't sure that it would be safe to use as directed for humans and the environment.
So how does a company like Syngenta get the word out and talk about all of these things that it has gone through in the past to let the non-farm public know what you've been doing and how you're addressing this particular issue?
Many people don't understand the important role that crop protection products play in putting in a safe and abundant food supply on our dinner tables. Without those products, 40% of the food supply that we enjoy today would not be available. Many people don't understand that. The other thing that it's important to communicate to folks is the tremendous amount of study that do go into these products. There are about 120 different studies that take place for crop protection products before they can even be registered for use. And then with a product like atrazine that's been on the market for 50 years, we are continually looking at new studies, emerging studies, as atrazine continues to be used.
As people hear about this latest round of criticism, what are you hoping they will keep in mind? And who can they go to if they have questions themselves about the product?
Well, the bottom line here is that U.S. drinking water, where atrazine is concerned, is completely safe. There are no water systems in the U.S. that have exceeded the federal standards for atrazine. And that is something that the current stories that you're seeing now in the press have overlooked. So I want to make that perfectly clear. And then the other thing is that this particular product is very, very important to farmers. And farmers who have used this product for 50 years live and work in their communities. They drink the water. Syngenta has 4,500 employees who live and work throughout the United States who drink the water. We take our responsibility for producing safe products very seriously, and we are responsible stewards for those products, and we stand behind the safety of atrazine and will continue to do so.
Is the website a good place to go for folks to get information?
We have an excellent website at atrazine.com that has a lot of great information where people can go to find information about the safety and use of this product, and I encourage people to visit that site.